as was the custom, sat the earl, lords, ladies in their finery, bishops, barons, knights, and even a representative from King Richard himself sent to pay his respects, and no doubt hoped for a large donation towards his upcoming Third Crusade. Marian, the daughter of the Sheriff of Nottingham, just 13, and looking nervous but pretty and white with a floral bouquet in her hair, arrived with her maids of honour, curtsied to the Earl, and demurely sat at a table near the entrance. At another table nearby, already carousing, drinking and shouting, sat 19-year-old Robin with a group of raucous friends catching the attention of the other guests. Musicians, dancers, jesters and jugglers, singers and magicians entertained as plates were filled with the enormous assortment of meats and delicacies until, unable to eat any more, it was time for the speeches. The Earl rose to his feet.
"My friends, distinguished guests, lords, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this wonderful wedding celebration."
"What's so wonderful about it?"
shouted a voice. It was Robin. The Earl ignored him.
"Today, we celebrate the joining of two great families brought together to create a powerful force here in Nottingham that will withstand the onslaught of time, that will provide wealth and sustenance, and, with good fortune, a fruitful wedding bed."
There was laughter at this last remark, and more ribald comments from Robin's table.
"And now," continued the Earl, "I call upon my son to address you. Robin, stand up and speak."
Robin lurched to his feet, clearly drunk. He stumbled over to the high table, turned to face the room, then pointed back at all those sitting behind him.
"Look at all these people," he began. "Bloodsuckers, only here to kiss my glorious father's backside. You only came to gorge yourself on his food and his wine and pretend you're enjoying yourselves when in fact," he burped, "in fact, you just want to show your wrinkled faces, then talk about each other behind your precious backs."
There were shocked comments and murmurs of disapproval.
"That is enough," roared the Earl, red-faced with anger.
"Haven't finished yet, father," said Robin. "I've been meaning to tell you this for years. This place is a prison for me, not a home. I'm sick of being at your beck and call, Robin, do this, Robin, do that, Robin, marry this girl I barely know, just for the convenience of pride."